Welcome to BibleBap.org and the Sermon Archive Ministry of Bible Baptist Church of Monroe, Georgia. For over 45 years, the Bible has been faithfully preached from the pulpit of Bible Baptist Church each week. 1 Corinthians 1:21 reminds us that it is by the preaching of the Word of God that men and women are saved. We trust you will be blessed and encouraged by the preaching ministry of our senior pastor, Greg Butler, the church staff, and guests who fill the pulpit at Bible Baptist Church. Let's open our Bibles now as God's Word is opened and preached to us.
Thy And so when we consider the ancient landmark of marriage, it serves notice, it conveys some things. First of all, it reminds us here that marriage is a divine institution. Now, real quickly, take your Bible, go with me to the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, and look at verse 26, please. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Marriage is a divine institution. It was God's idea. God established the institution of marriage. And by the way, any one of us is foolish who thinks that we have a better plan in order to make it succeed. God who planned marriage, God who ordained marriage, has the best plan for marriage in order to make a marriage succeed. Look at what the scripture says in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse 26. And God said, let us, he's talking about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And so each of us has a three-part being, just like God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have a body, soul, and spirit. We're triune beings because we're made in the image of God. He said, and let them have dominion. Let humanity
source of God's origination. When the Lord Jesus began his earthly ministry, John chapter number 2, where did he begin his earthly ministry? At a marriage in Cana of Galilee. Have you thought about this? When John the Baptist preached his last recorded sermon, Matthew chapter 14, verse number 4, John the Baptist's last recorded sermon was about the sanctity of marriage when he told Herod, you're living in adultery because you've got your brother's wife. Marriage is prominent in the scripture because it's a divine institution. Marriage is prophetic because the scripture tells us that of the significance of marriage in Revelation chapter number 19, verses 7, 8, and 9. The Bible uses marriage as a picture of what's going to happen when Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, comes again and he claims the church, his earth. the purpose here. But the Lord also gives us some